This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 385, up 11.5. July corn, 392.75, up 11.25. September corn, 4.25, up 10.75. May soybeans, 973.75, up 12. July soybeans, 978, up 11.25. August soybeans, 977.25, up 11.25. May wheat, 530, up 18. July wheat, 533.75, up 18. September wheat, 542.75, up 18. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended higher on Friday afternoon. The lower value of the U.S. dollar helped to rally grain futures. Technical buying at the Board of Trade also helped to lift prices, especially for corn and soybeans. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 11 to 12 cents at 357 to 380, and soybeans gained 14 to 17 cents at 938 to 961. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 11 to 17 higher at 357 to 379, and soybean bids advanced 12 cents at 947 to 974. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 11 to 13 cents. Cents at 363 to 386, soybeans up 12 to 14 cents at 948 to 982, and wheat bids 16 to 18 stronger at 443 to $5 even. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 12 cents higher at 977 to 991, basis steady, range from 3 to 17 over the May. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $353 to $354 a ton. That's up $4.70, with basis unchanged, ranging from $29 to $30 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids up 11 cents at $379 to $390, with basis steady, ranging from $5 under to $6 over the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 8 to 12 stronger at 375 to 379, with basis mixed ranging from 10 under to 6 under the May. Soybeans were up 14 to 15 cents at 970 to 981, with basis up 1 to 4 cents at 4 under to 7 over the May. And new crop wheat bids ended 16 to 20 stronger at 516 to 526, with basis mixed ranging from 18 to 8 under July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place their producer corn bids 11 to 12 higher at 390 to 391. These same elevators raise their soybean prices 13 to 14 cents with quotations at 989 to 990. Soft wheat up 8 to 18 cents at 529 to 530. And Milo ended 11 to 16 higher at 451 to 452. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 365 up to 379. New crop soybean bids at 902 up to 923. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 364 to 379. New crop soybean bids at 915 to 936. And in the southern part of the state on Friday, new crop corn bids range from 369 to 379. New crop soybean bids at 899 to 926. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, they range from 491 up to 522. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 158.35, up 35 cents. June live cattle, 150.47, up 25 cents. August live cattle, 148.10, up 57 cents. March feeder cattle, 214.87, up 82 cents. April feeder cattle, 216.20, up 17 cents. May feeder cattle, 215.40, down 27 cents. April lean hogs, 58.45, up 32 cents. May lean hogs, 68.27, down 40 cents. June lean hogs, 73.85, down 67 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 20th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 76 cents lower in the range of $51 to $58.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $56.90. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 28 to 34, 4 to 5 weights 32 to 37, 5 to 6 weights 35 to 40, and 6 weights and up 37 to 42. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $35 to $41. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 15,837 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 308 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 159.25 to 165. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 144 and a quarter to 147.75. And choice slaughter heifers, 157.50 to 163.25. On to the slaughter cows. They had premiums bringing 136, breakers 102 to 107 with high dressing at 118.50 to 120.50. Boners were $100 to 108 and high dressing 116 to 122. Leans were $93 to $98. Now moving on to the Fairview sale barn, they had a special feeder sale. Starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones, 5 weights were 256 to 299, 6 weights were 230 to 272. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 weights were 260 to 311, 5 weights were 234 to 274.50, and 6 weights were $200 to 237. They also had some feeder bulls. 4 weights bring 280 to 285. Now from the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $244.51. That was $2.10 lower. With select carcasses at $243.28. That was $1.51 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 83,000. That compared to 96,000 last week and 111,000 a year ago. And on a year-to-date basis, cattle slaughter is running 7% behind. Hog slaughter was estimated at 415,000. That compared to 421,000 last week and 358,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter is running 3.6% ahead of a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. The Illinois Land Values and Lease Trends Report was released last Thursday. Overall chair for the report, Dale Opperly, gives an overview of what the findings are.
The farmland values continued to flatten out, and we saw a slight downward pressure of maybe 1 to 3%, depending on the value and the location of the land, on land values in 2014. That continues a trend that started in early 2013, so we're in the second year of land values going sideways to just slightly easier. Our prime best Central Illinois farmland is selling around $12,800 an acre on an average.
This 1 to 3% drop in land prices is coming after land prices rose 80% from 2008 to 2013. As all farmers know, though, not all land is created equal. Opperly went over what types of land are being hit the hardest and what types are staying fairly steady.
Our report breaks out the land classes as excellent, good, fair, and average. And the very best land that we had was only down 1% in 2014. Our good quality farmland was down 3%. The lower the quality or the more issues with a tract of land, it seemed that the buyers were cautious were selective, and those values went down slightly more.
Opperly says this report is good news overall. Considering farmers are facing lower net incomes, he says it's assuring to see farmers and investors having faith in Illinois farmland. Opperly went over a few reasons why we haven't seen a more severe drop in farmland prices.
We think land values holding steady are amazing in the face of that. There's a couple of things that make sense as to why land values would hold still, and that is the farming community has a tremendous amount of cash on hand. We've all had a good 10-year run in agriculture. Some people are calling it a super cycle. And so that cash is what's propping up the land market. 79% of the farmland in 2014 was bought by local farmers, and that's an increase in that percentage, or the local investment community. And that tells all of us that the farmers and their investor friends locally think that agricultural land is a good investment, and they're not backing away from it.
But mostly, Opperly said that it was the farmer and investor optimism that caught his attention during this report.
The one thing that sticks out in my mind, Angela, is that in spite of a few storm clouds on the horizon and a lot of uncertainty as to whether this will be a year or two or longer term in nature, the underlying optimism is fantastic. The farming community says it's a blip, not a bubble. And we had some investors there at the meeting, and the investment community is also very bullish long term. So we came away with the feeling that trouble on the horizon, but it's short term, and we'll get back to the business of agricultural land being a wonderful investment very shortly.
To collect information for the land values report, the state was divided into 10 regions. Head of the Region 7 collection area, Thomas Tuhill, covered the area including Montgomery, Macoupin, Jersey, Greene, Scott, Morgan, Sangamon, and Calhoun counties. He says this region was very indicative of the entire state.
Well, Region 7 as a whole is pretty comparable to the rest of the state in that the values tended to soften up a little bit. In the booklet, we divide the land classes by soil productivity. And in Region 7, we have a pretty wide range of productivity. Region 7, including Macoupin and Montgomery and Sangamon counties, is pretty unique in that we have a longer growing season than points north in Illinois. And we have comparable soils, as good a land as they have. I think our region, you know, is pretty special in that, you know, when the weather is exactly right or if we get an early start on putting in a crop, we do have an advantage here compared to a lot of Illinois. Of course, as you go south, the soils aren't as good. And as you go north, the growing season isn't as long. So I think we're blessed to have a very productive growing area here.
Putting out the land value study involves a statewide network of farm managers working together to gather information. The University of Illinois then helps in dispersing the final report. Tuhill says this is an excellent report for farmers and others interested in ag throughout Illinois.
But it's a big team effort across the state. It's pretty unique, I believe, as far as our Midwest states of having this kind of data and narrative along with the numbers put together in one booklet every year. I think this was our 19th annual report. Farmland is the number one input in my, I guess, in most folks' opinion and mine. Its value, you know, is very important. Of course, it's reflective of, you know, how the ag business is doing in general. If land values are strong, everybody else seems to get pulled along. So it's an important number in agriculture. And we have the data over time. We can see the trends. And it also promotes farmland as an investment. And it's really quite important for most of Illinois.
To get your own copy of the 2014 Illinois Land Values and Lease Trends Report, you can visit the Illinois Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers website at www.ispfmra.com, or you can reach out to Thomas Tuhill directly. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.